The 140-year-old QWERTY keyboard could have a challenger. Researchers at St Andrews University have rearranged the letters and come up with a new design they call Calc, K-A-L-Q. They say it will help people type faster on new devices like tablets. Effectively, you'd use your thumbs on this particular keyboard. I think it's really designed for that. We put a picture of it on the 5Lab website if you want to see how it might look. Dr. Perola Christensen is one of the designers. The idea, when I look at it, Doctor, is that effectively it's for people who are going to type with their thumbs, hold the device with both hands and type with their thumbs. Is that right?
That's correct.
Right. Is it quick?
It's fast. It's about 34% faster than a standard split-screen QWERTY keyboard.
Why is that, do you think?
It's because we have optimized the key layout. So we have rearranged the keys. We used a computational algorithm to search among all possible key arrangement, or nearly all possible key arrangement, and ended up with a key arrangement that minimizes the movement time for the thumbs and takes advantage of the explicit fact that when you push the left thumb, you want the right thumb to immediately reach for the next key on the right-hand side of the keyboard.
Right. How long does it take to get used to this keyboard instead of the QWERTY one?
It takes about 8 hours of practice to reach the crossover point, and that's the point when you're actually better using the new keyboard layout Calc than a standard QWERTY.
That's not bad, is it? People's minds must be... I mean, you'd have thought that the QWERTY one is so well established now that it's kind of ingrained into your brain.
It is ingrained into our brain, actually, and I've actually done previous studies that have actually explicitly showed that, where people didn't realize that we were using a QWERTY keyboard layout until I told them.
Yeah, and in fact, the fingers automatically, though I never know it's a touch type, but your fingers automatically tend to go to the right place. I mean, I guess QWERTY will stay on a lot of keyboards. It's just when you get particular devices you're thinking of for this new layout.
Yeah, so this new layout is particularly intended for thumb typing. So that means you hold your device with both hands and you type with your thumbs.
Yeah.
And the problem is that the QWERTY is okay for 10-finger touch typing. It's not optimal, but it's okay. But if you type with both thumbs, what you will often experience is that you have to strain your thumbs to reach certain keys.
Right. So is it going to be implemented? Is it going to be used anywhere, do you think?
Well, first of all, it is implemented because that's how we did our tests. So it's the real deal. But we are actually working really hard to release a public program that people will be able to download onto their Google Android phones.
All right. So you could just start using it straight away. Right.
Yep.
Interesting. That's Dr. Perola Christensen, designer of the new Calc a keyboard. And as I say, if you're interested in the way the layout works, you can have a look at the 5Live website.